This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. America's top diplomat is headed back to the Middle East amid fears the Israel-Hamas war could spiral into a bigger regional conflict. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Immediately after the war began, the Biden administration was relieved about what seemed to be the low potential for a broader Mideast battle. Since then, there have been attacks and assassinations in the Red Sea, Lebanon, Iran, Iraq. So Secretary of State Antony Blinken leaves this weekend for a fourth Mideast visit since the war began 2.5 months ago, with stops from Israel, the West Bank, Turkey, and other nations.
We don't expect every conversation on this trip to be easy.
Spokesman Matthew Miller says the region's facing both tough issues and choices as the U.S. seeks to avoid a bigger war. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The U.S. military carried out a retaliatory strike in Baghdad on Thursday that killed a militia leader it blames for recent attacks on U.S. personnel. Here's Major General Pat Ryder.
And finally, I can confirm that on January 4 at approximately 12 p.m. Iraq time, U.S. forces took necessary and proportionate action against Mushtaq Jawad Kazim al-Jawari, a.k.a. Abu Taqwa, who is a Harakat al-Najuba leader. Abu Taqwa was actively involved in planning and carrying out attacks against American personnel.
Police and militia sources said the rockets hit a vehicle inside the Najuba's headquarters and killed four people, including a local group commander and one of his aides. Health sources confirmed the death toll. The U.S. military has come under attack at least 100 times in Iraq and Syria since the Israel-Hamas war began in October, usually with a mix of rockets and one-way attack drones. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com 24 hours a day,